You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show.
Hello, my little lovelies. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Hello, it's another podcast.
Yeah, woohoo!
Woo! This is podcast number 9.
Yeah, we don't have to tell them what it is.
No, but at least when we know when it's automatically downloaded, and if they don't look at the numbers, they've got a good idea. That is 9 weeks you've been listening to us dribble on about bloody
beer. Well, not necessarily 9 weeks. It could be that they've, like, obsessed over, like, nine hours.
Binged listened.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, that's dedication.
You know, some people binge. I've binged a couple of podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, so, decent ones, not this rubbish.
So, do you feel older? Since the last podcast, Phil did turn 40.
Did not. I turned 28.
28.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, so I am now a shareholder in BrewDog.
Thanks to
Bob, because he's got money and I haven't.
Does that mean that we need a little disclaimer when we drink their beer? That
probably.
It's like, we are now, you're now a controlling shareholder.
Anyway, you're going to read the bump of this first beer.
So beer number one is a Panda Frog Project, and it is 52 Pandas New World Wheat Beer, 5%. It's a collaboration between Panda Frog Project and Beer 52. I've never heard of Beer 52. Where did this one come from, Philip?
Somewhere.
I'd like to say probably
if it's a random bottle,
Flavourly.
Coppers. No, because it definitely you bought it because it was a Panda Project because you'd like the other one.
Yeah.
And you like the label.
So Coppers. So, we don't have a price.
It was a normal price beer.
So it's going to be around about $2.50 or something.
Yeah.
It is a 330ml bottle, and it's 5%. Well, that's very heady. I've pulled that like a complete wanger.
This is a Panda one. I'm just putting it on our spreadsheet.
Yeah. Oh, spreadsheet.
Not a spreadsheet, on our document for me to eventually put on the wall of stuff.
It's got a bit of carbonation in it. Oh, sorry, you've probably got a bit of fizz.
No.
And a bit of...
No, I can see the little sea monkeys going around.
Oh, that's good.
Looks like sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
I've got sea monkeys in me, but yeah.
So mine's a little bit clearer than yours.
Yeah, his doesn't have sea monkeys in and looks very crisp colour.
Nearly like a lager kind of
colour. I was going to say that, then I thought I might sound like pretentious.
It's got a smells nice like, hoppy smell.
You can smell that wheaty smell as well, can't you? Straight off. Now, got a crispness to it.
Yeah. I want to say it's quite interesting in terms of it being a wheat beer. It's not as bland as what wheat beers tend to be.
I was just seeing if it was different crisp without sea monkeys in.
Without sea monkeys in.
Yeah. I don't know, I think that's a very nice beer. We're not being overly descriptive because there's a lot going on, but not that much.
it's quite a lot all in a single package of flavour. The tones and tastes don't separate.
I'm not a massive wheat beer fan. I have them occasionally. I tend to have to fancy wheat beer.
Yeah.
Occasionally I'll go into usually Tesco's and go, oh, I'll have a wheat beer.
I'm gonna have it home and enjoy it.
That's a very nice wheat beer. It's better than
there's a hoppy bitterness at the end of it.
Yeah.
Which you don't always get with some of the wheat beers.
Yeah.
It's definitely not rubbish. Says herbal, citrus, stone, fruit and banana overtones leading to a dry finish. It's definitely a dry finish.
Yeah.
You know, that's spot on, but banana?
Well, I think all wheat beers, the class is banana, because that wheatiness tastes banana-y to people.
It's got the normal stuff.
The label's quite funky. I like the label of that one.
The Panda Frog Project have always got really interesting labels.
Yep. Funky.
Do a good job with them.
Funky Gibbon. Funky Gibbon now.
Ooh, Funky Gibbon. So, what are we pairing this food with?
Oh, right, I forgot about the pairings.
We are pairing
it with Tesco's Everyday Value 6 white chocolate and strawberry flavoured cereal bars.
We're not eating all 6. That would be a little bit ridiculous.
They are what used to be, used to have the blue stripe on. Does anything with Tesco's have that blue stripe
on? No, anymore? I think they got rid of the blue stripes when the blue stripes were synonymous with horse. Now they put pictures of what products this might be. Cups of tea.
Well, on the actual picture, it looks a lot nicer than it is in real life.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a world of difference, though. This just looks a little bit more squashed.
I suppose that is 70p for six. That works out at just over 10p each. That's not bad.
I think if you maybe needed somewhere to bed for the night, if you bought enough of them and laid them, mm-hmm. it'd be a good foundation to then put flubs.
Yeah.
To lie on.
Yeah. I mean, you could just buy a bed.
What's the sense of adventure in that? And then if you get up in the middle of the night, you could, like, munch on it.
I mean, the Saudi is possibly being healthy, but it does give you 8% of your daily sugar in a single bar. That's not very healthy.
Yeah, especially when you polish off an entire box on your own one night.
Having a lonely cry wearing.
This is a serious show.
When did this ever be serious?
It is.
Oh, dear.
We're reviewing beers. We do not say stuff about...
Lonely cry wanks.
Masturbation.
Yeah. I think I've heard your pussy walk in the door. Yeah.
The cat. We're trying to be a sensible show here. He's walked out. He knows that you're that pathetic. So where are we going to put this beer on the chart?
I want to say 55.
55?
As an instant bat off.
Now I was gonna go 54, like. What's the next?
April Fool is 53. And 56 was the Panda Frog Pandemic.
Ooh, I would put 54.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite as good as that Pandademic.
No.
It's high up there. It's definitely...
Yeah, it's definitely... Oh, I think we'll start the Panda... Is it what? The Panda... No.
Frog Project.
Panda Pufod Project, if I can get me words out. I think it's probably a brew we would start looking out for a bit more and getting them when we're out.
Well, every time we've drank one of these, either on the podcast or off, it's been an interesting beer. It's not been rubbish.
Yep.
So, yeah. Cool.
Should we go into beer number two?
Beer number two, yes.
Well, it's now beer number two.
Is that your cat thingy making that weird noise in your kitchen?
No, it's the dishwasher.
Ah.
You know, with me being... But this thing here...
The cat.
The cat makes meow sounds.
Meow sounds. No, I thought...
The dishwasher goes...
I thought it was a cat flap. I didn't realise Gladys went... as she washed all the pots. Ah, everybody should name their appliances.
Right.
Beer number two.
Yes.
This is from a local brewery from us. It is Newcastle Brewing Limited, and it's called Vanilla Rum Porter. It is unfiltered, wheat-free, allergen advice contains barley. So if you've got gluten issues, you still can't drink it. How big's the bottle?
Big boy bottle.
It's a big boy bottle. I want to say it's 500ml.
Looks like it.
Yeah, it is. There, I missed that.
You and get some very nice pictures with it.
Yeah, and it's 6.8%. The art is by Jim Edwards, and Jim Edwards has a website as well, so you can have a look at his art. I'm not going to endorse him because he's not paid us anything, to be honest. Mm-hmm. If he wants to pay us something...
Can I have less head with mine? Yours is like...
Oh, my God.
I'm a huge amount of head.
That's because I poured it like an idiot.
Ben, get off me shoulder.
Oh, it's Pirate Cat. Ben is the cat, not stranger.
We're trying to do a podcast here, and you're all over the place.
Whoa, you can really smell the...
Yeah, it is. I'm dealing with a cat that's trying to eat me microphone or something. Come on, sit down and have love and attention. Right.
There you go, beer, right.
Well, you can smell vanilla.
You can really get a good smell of vanilla.
I would like this as an air freshener.
Yeah. Newcastle Brewing, if you do this as an air freshener, we'll definitely pay a couple of quid per freshener.
Yeah.
That's more than the pound we'd spend in Poundland.
Should we spray it around your car?
Yeah.
It might go a bit minging a couple of days later. Now let's take out one of these.
That's a nice powder.
Got a lot of complicated tastes going on, but they're all really nicely rounded. There's a nice amount of smoked in there.
Yeah, it's definitely,
you know,
I want to say that the vanilla smell is more powering than the vanilla flavour. But
it's definitely, you can definitely, it layers on it. It's, there's a lot of complicated subtle flavours all coming together in a very nice rounded way. There's not one flavour that's coming out and battering your mouth and saying, I'm this flavour and you're going to be just like me. It's, we should really maybe go on a course about describing beers, because we're not very good at it, are we?
You know, not shit doesn't really work for every beer.
Yeah.
No, it's a non-offensive, flavourful
Order. There's a lot of flavours.
It doesn't drink heavy. You know when you get some porters which are close to a stout and it's quite a heavy, like, oh, I can't drink lots of this. This doesn't have that.
It's light, but yet flavoursome. It's going to be...
I want to put it in sort of the between 60 and 70.
Ooh. I was thinking top end of your 60, so either your favourite number of 69 or 70. What's that, 70?
70 is Cherry Blackout.
This is nicer than that. This is nicer than
this Triple.
This is nicer than that Cherry Blackout.
You know what? 69 or 70 would, I think, would suit that. I think Cherry Blackout was maybe 70. A bit heavier, but the flavours behind this are quite intricate. There's more than just...
Well, we're doing 70 because I'm in charge and I want to give
you're
it...
in charge.
Give it very good rating because it's a very, very nice... So what should we... So we are going to pair this with Haribo. Ooh, I'm burping a lot.
Happy Cola.
Happy Cola. That kids and grown-ups love it so.
Like trains. Kids and adults love trains.
Do they?
Yeah, have you not seen the train lid in Newcastle Station? Go, I like trains, me.
But they're not kids, are they?
No, but you get kids going, oh, look, it's Thomas the Tank Engine! Ah!
I thought they tend to lob bricks at trains.
No, that was just you when you were a kid.
I've never lobbed anything at a train.
Have you not? It's great fun.
We don't have trains around here to lob them out.
Well, that's probably why they took the trains away from concert. They were getting stuff lobbed at them.
Haribo goes well with anything.
Yeah.
It's Haribo. So, yeah. We're just, again, food pairing is the most stupidest thing on this show.
It is.
We should take it seriously and get, like, nice foods in.
No, I think the more ridiculous, the more interesting. And then we
plus
get...
going around Tesco's now is impossible.
We then. Get two types of people. People that listen for the beer, and then people to see what stupid stuff we might be eating. You know, next week it might be cat food. It isn't cat food next week.
No, because we've actually got next week's one, because like normal, it's two in a row.
But just to leave that cliffhanger there in case it may be cat food.
Yeah.
But Ben might be unhappy, but...
Ben, well, in the next show, Ben probably will beat me his cat food to get him away from the microphone and not to be...
Oh, he's trying to wash himself. Where's he been?
That's what cats do.
Yeah, but where's he been?
I don't know.
To wash himself. He's been around the dirty fields again.
Yeah, watch what he does. He's a cat. He goes out and he brings us back stuff.
Did he bring you back, like, a TV or anything? That kind of stuff.
Train him to go and steal jewellery and things like that.
And cat burgle, seems as a cat.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to finish this beer and then we'll come back and hopefully make more sense.
Yes. Well, we might not because the next one is a 10% beer.
Oh, dear.
Right, beer number three.
$3.99. It is a 330ml bottle. It's 10.5%. It is Mikella Brodie's Big Mofo Stout. So presumably, because it's at the top, it says Brodie's Fabulous Beers, and Mikella's a brewery. Presumably, this is a collaboration. You don't know.
I don't know. You make stuff up.
Know. I could be making stuff up.
I would just not have said that. And then if it's right, then you're right. If it's wrong, you're wrong.
Well, I might be wrong.
At the moment, you're wrong. It could mean anything.
But
I just keep myself neutral unless I know something. See, if you did research for the show like I don't.
Yeah, I could sound...
You could sound professional. And, you know,
this is very dark.
It's pouring very thick, isn't it? Ooh, I'm looking forward
to this. I was expecting it to be slightly lighter when it poured.
It's pouring.
It's actually absorbing the sunlight.
Just leave that for the minute.
Leave that. You'll have that bit later.
Yeah.
When you go to bed. Yeah. Like, and cry.
Like, I do think you could maybe put a resurface on the road. And, ooh, lots of flip.
You could definitely resurface a road with it.
But when you sniff it, it's not the very like light hoppy smell.
Yeah, it's not a stout smell at all.
What does it say? It just says it's dark, doesn't it? Does it say
it says stout on it. It says big mofo stout.
I should have been listening.
Yeah.
That smells nice.
That is very interesting. That tastes incredibly light.
Light?
And then it coats your tongue with like...
It's almost got a minty freshness to it, but it doesn't taste of mint, but it has like that...
Are you getting that coating in your mouth? You take your drink and you go, that's really light. And then you've got that refreshing coat in your mouth. It's weird. That is amazing. And kind of...
Yeah,
really
I'm a bit
descriptive words.
Yeah, I'm a bit awestruck by it. It's very flavoursome.
When you breathe out through your nose, you can feel the flavour again.
Yeah. I really... Again, it's completely different than the last beer, but a lot of the sentiment's the same. A lot of flavour, well-rounded. The flavours are there for a reason. It's not...
Yeah. It's not like a generic stout, chocolate
stout.
Yeah,
we were sort of discussing in the interlude. Is that there's a lot of, we find that stouts can either be really amazing, or dark beers, or they can be just not done right, and the
branded, so like at Christmas you tend to see chocolate stouts, and they've got the word chocolate on there, and you go and you think, you know what, I like chocolate, I like stout, and you drink it. And it doesn't taste of chocolate.
Yeah.
It's got
not
this
like,
very kind of subtle tone.
Not like Brooklyn's.
No, not like Brooklyn's.
Very.
And not like the chocolate stout we had on a number of weeks back. That had a very chocolatey taste.
Yeah. But even just a generic stout or dark beers, often find that it's that thing where...
Very lacklustre. The start off well-meaning and there's just no finish.
It's not carefully thought about. It's either got too much flavour, not enough flavour. The flavours just aren't right. Where it done right, like the two sort of dark beers that we've had today, tonight, whenever you're listening, are both very, very good examples and very equally matched, I think.
Definitely.
I
want to say that the previous beer was probably easier to drink. In terms of... It was lighter and a lot more rounded as a session.
Yeah.
You could have two or three of them. And this one, I think you'd struggle to have more than two. Because
but
the flavours are very
if
complex
you give me
and
both,
separate.
Both of them bottles and said, which one do you want? I think it would have to come down to Neeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe.
That one, the beer number two, because it's a bigger bottle.
For you. But a lot more expensive.
Yeah.
So you'd probably...
So, I mean, I suppose, you know, putting money into account, it would be definitely hard-pressed.
I suppose if you're wanting to get drunk, and if that's your purpose, I drink a beer because I want the flavours, so I'll quite happily drink a 13% beer and then drink a 0.5%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the sort of person that's drinking to get drunk, obviously this is a 10% versus, was that a 6%?
That's 6.8%. Yeah.
Yeah. So depending on what
4% difference
of what you're wanting out of your beers. So, for value for money,
Yeah.
Because two of them would equal the same price as that around about.
Or more about, yeah.
You'd get slightly more with that, wouldn't you? And it would be a higher percentage. If that's your thing, if you're wanting really nice rounded flavours and something that's maybe a little bit more special in flavour, I'm trying to work, luxurious in flavour, yeah. I would go for the Newcastle Brewing Limited.
The Newcastle one was definitely, you know...
It's quite good. I think it's the first time we've had this, two beers that's so similar yet far away that we've been able to do this comparison on a show.
This beer's got a very... I think it's well worth a drink. If you see it, you know, definitely buy
the
two.
I'm going to be controversial here. I think we should rate this exactly the same as that.
I won't do.
I can't. I cannot give
it's either a hard choice.
More or less. It's like having two good kids and not having a gimpy one.
Are you allowed to call them gimpy kids?
I don't know. Well, you know,
if they're wearing a mask, I'm sure they are.
You know, they're not very the non-favorite child. You know, like you in your house.
I'm not favorite.
With these two, they'd be equally matched.
I have to say,
you wouldn't have to lie to any of them.
If I was, you know, I think equally matched is fair. I was going to put this personally a little bit further down, one nodging down, because the Newcastle Brewing, you could have a drink of that on a night out, and it's not going to, you know, disturb your palate. I think this, drinking it, has disturbed the palate. I think if we had something else after this, without friends in it,
but
it's going to take the taste
just,
away the next bit.
That's just thinking on the idea of having a night out. Where,
so if you're having lots out...
Yeah, but on a night...
But if you're having just a single beer,
yeah,
I think this has got more interesting kind of...
That's why I would put it the same as
flavor
that.
Flavour build-up.
Because of that. Because of that and because of the stuff you've said is, I would put it... What did we put that other one?
70.
I'm going to put this at 70 as well. I think it's very controversial and it might have to go to ombudsman's and things like that and we might get kicked off the podcasting sphere for rules that don't actually exist.
I mean, this is quite interesting in terms of beers we've drank. This will be the first number with three beers attached to it.
We've had...
Which I think's, we started out to try and find different beers, and you know, this is towards the higher end of our scale.
Yeah.
I didn't think we'd end up with three on the high end of scale so quickly.
Yeah, no, I think we've certainly found three beers, and I am really, really happy. I'm not going to pair this with anything because I can't be bothered.
Yes. To be honest, I don't think pairing it's.
They don't need pairing.
It's.
And to be honest, I'm still munching on the Haribos.
Does it go well with the Haribo?
Everything, Haribo goes
well. Well, if it goes well with the Haribo, that works.
You could be eating a dog shit and Haribo pair as well.
I'm pretty sure Haribo will be still better than dog shit.
Well, no, I'm saying it'll be nice to pair with it.
Would it give it a sweet, sweet cut through with sweetness from the shitty kind of
Or the other solidity. The other end of the scale, it'll go really nice with caviar.
I don't know. I mean, that might be the same end of the scale. I've never had caviar.
No, I never have. Steak.
Yeah.
It's like a surf and turf with the shrimps. You know, the Haribo shrimps.
They would have one of them.
Anyway, we'll go on to like our finale. Well, this is the sum up at the end.
Sum up.
Like normal, if you're proper beer people and you've just been listening to the beer, it's probably best to hang up now because... Hang up.
Is it like a telephone?
Hanging on the telephone.
That's a really bad impression.
Well, I'm not. I'm certainly not got the physique of Debbie Harry ever.
No, you don't.
You know.
No.
Yes.
Why did I think you were going to say Kirsty MacColl? I was going to say it wasn't Kirsty MacColl, and I realised you're not an idiot.
There's a gangster car going past. It's an Audi with blacked out windows.
Blacked out windows. You might have a shotgun at the back. Might be going around to hit at someone.
Possibly. Yeah, so we've had three fantastic beers.
Yeah, very...
I suspect the next show we're going to be disappointed because they're probably not going to be as good.
You know what? They've been three very good beers. I mean, the first wheat beer, we don't rate wheat beers as a whole.
That's one thing you've got to remember with this show is just our personal palates and we're not experts by any means.
Speak for yourself. I'm an expert, just not in beer.
Yeah, or anything like that. We're just drinking beers we like and telling you about it.
Yeah.
So if we say a beer's bad, Unless we've really, really told you it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, if it scores under 30, then I just wouldn't bother even considering it.
Yeah.
Even for a worst enemy.
But yeah, certainly try them and...
Yeah.
And tell us we're wrong. Email in. We want friends.
We want friends. Please be our friend.
Yeah.
But no, it is. I think that as a wheat beer was, it's hoppy. It's got kind of the craft feel to wheat beer, which I do find has been lacking in the wheat beers that we've had in the past.
Yeah.
The Newcastle Brewing one was, it had an amazing smell to it.
Yeah. And a stupidly rounded flavour.
Yeah. It kind of blew me away. I was expecting it to be just a bland, boring porter, and it wasn't. And then this Mofo Stout that we are just finishing, again, that has a very interesting.
I would say
flavor.
About the Newcastle Brewing, we got it from Tynemouth Market.
Yes.
From the guys themselves, quite knowledgeable when you talk to them.
Yeah, pretty cool guys.
They seemed, you know, passionate about the beer.
Yeah.
That's always good. So if you want to have a bit of a nerd off, if you're one of these people that like beers in a nerdy way, they can tell you all about what hops is in and all the magic they put in.
Yeah, and they give you it in a proper beer carrier. And I think there's some discount if you buy a certain amount as well.
Yeah, because I think you pushed up to that amount just so you got the discount.
Right, well, we might as well.
Very easily led on.
Yeah, very, very.
But no, if it's a good market anyway. If you're into that sort of stuff, good food and things like that.
Good taps.
Yeah, there's a bit tap
there. There was an old guy singing on the bridge.
Yeah, it's at the train station that now Metro, but it was a train station back in the day.
In the heyday of Tynemouth.
Yes. No, it's a jolly day out. I would just recommend it to people of the North East to have a jolly out there. They had food store. We had goat curry. That was nice.
Yeah, goat curry. That was really good goat curry.
Yeah.
I've never had goat curry before, but that was the best goat curry I've ever had.
So it's quite sort of hipstery, if that's the right word, of a market. Or
yeah, I mean, there's the standard tat that you expect in a market, but then there was some really
interesting... Some idiot bought an 8-track play from there.
Yeah. You Muppet.
Muppet.
But yeah, overall we've had two really high rating beers tonight. I hope that it kind of continues on. I really wish we could be rating all the beers we have higher. I wish the beers were all that good.
Well, of course I would. Then you know, when you have an orgy in your mouth, that's a good thing.
I mean, these two are just...
Well, is an orgy in your mouth a good thing, or would it just be taste of semen? Because these don't taste of semen. But
no, these don't.
So as an analogy, I think I might have made a really bad analogy.
I mean, I don't know if you've had semen in your mouth before.
No, I've never.
No, never.
Never.
But
I think they'll taste a bit fishy, wouldn't they?
Possibly.
If you lick the semen.
Yeah.
And they might, hit you.
Would you get court-martialed? If anybody's licked a semen out there, you know, if you maybe live at a seaside place and lick semen...
Tynemouth.
If you live in Tynemouth and if you've licked a semen, please email us and tell us the consequences for this. Because again, these are rules that are not within countryside bylaws.
Surely anybody that goes in the sea is a seaman. So like, is a fisherman a seaman?
Presumably. I mean, doesn't really go in the sea though, does he? He goes on a boat.
But yes, a boat on the sea.
But you said anybody who goes in the sea.
Does that mean people who go paddling?
Does that mean the RLNI are seamen?
And well, then, yes, because they...
So if you lick one of them, you're licking charity seamen?
I think this has gone in a really bizarre...
Again, once again, this final sum up, round up, adio...
Tends to just course into us. Trying to make it up to the right amount of time for our one listener. So he can have it all the way home.
Yeah.
I think he likes it between half an hour and 40 minutes.
Half an hour and 40 minutes, that means another 5 minutes of us waffling on.
No, it doesn't, because once we've added in the do-do-do-do...
Yeah, but you've still got to remove, like, the black bits,
No, it adds more and more and more, the do-do-do. I don't edit, there's no editing goes on.
No editing goes on.
I just add the do-do-do-do-do, or whatever the song is.
So that's Countdown, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
We don't use the Countdown song. That would be plagiarism.
No. And that wasn't what
I... We use
the
one that you've stolen from somewhere else and cut bits out of.
Yeah, but it said I could.
And did it say you could?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you could do with it, but we're using it.
Yeah.
Until we're famous and I won't have the money just to go, Here's £10.
Yeah. There you go. Until somebody tells us not to.
Yeah, that's what I've done all my life.
Yeah.
Stop kicking that swan.
Okay.
I've never kicked a swan.
I think...
I'll just put that on record. I've never kicked a swan.
You do know that you're not allowed to punch swans.
I've never punched a swan.
It's just awful. The queen comes up. If you punch a swan, the queen just appears and goes, you can't punch a swan.
Can you remember that time you hoid a chip at a swan to get rid of them and then couldn't understand why he was following you?
That's because swans are evil. Swans and geese are two evil lots of creatures.
Yeah, but you don't hoid a chip at it to get rid of it.
You're not allowed to throw rocks at them.
Yeah, but a chip, it then eats the chip and goes, it's like a fat lass.
Yeah.
If you hoid a chip at her, she'll keep following you.
Well, that's how I keep my fat lasses.
Again, we won't have a sensible show here.
You're the one that brought up fat lasses, not me.
I know.
I'm not size.
Maybe we should.
Sizest. I like any kind of lass.
We're sounding proper Geordie there, aren't we?
Any lass kind of lass.
Pet.
Lass pet.
We are lass pet like and lass stuff. Pet.
Right, we're just rambling.
Yeah,
on.
Good.
So, basically, thank you for listening. If you don't get us through the website, we've got a website. See, we forget this bit at the end each time.
Oh, you call it housekeeping.
Yeah, we're going to do housekeeping. Formalshark.co.uk is our website.
Go on Twitter.
Which is @FormalShark. And we've got a Facebook page that we completely neglect. It just gets the tweets. So if you're a Facebook person and not a Twitter person, you'll get the tweets. And that's FormalShark as well. So.
At us. And if you at us, the FormalShark one, basically talking to us, not commenting, just say, I'd like a key ring.
Yeah.
We'll then get your information and a limited number. We're not going to give them out forever, but probably everybody that's listening at the moment probably can have one.
You can have a limited
key ring. We'll give out 10, 20 of them, whatever, basically till we can't afford it anymore.
10, 20 or whatever. People might think we've got more than 20 listeners.
Yeah, but we might have. If somebody's listening in...
Nobody needs to know how many we've sent out.
In 50...
We'll give out the first 1,000 outs.
What I'm saying is if we're famous tomorrow, I'm not going to give 1,000 people, all of the UK, a key ring.
Well,
but the chances are, two men and an old dog's going to write in. I don't know how the dog's going to write in.
It'd be interesting how the dog gets...
And just say, can I have a key ring? Like, the key ring's a homemade rubbish. I wouldn't personally have one.
Well, you don't personally have one.
I do. It's on my keyring, yeah.
So why have you got it? If you wouldn't personally have one, why have you still got it?
Because I wouldn't personally listen to this podcast, but I have to. Look.
Wow. It's got a shark on it and everything.
Yeah. I've got a load of them somewhere. I've got to find them.
So yeah, be our friend online, because that's better than being our friend in real life.
Yeah, because we don't actually nowadays have to talk to you.
Yeah. And you don't actually have to talk to us.
Should we say...
Tatty bye.
Tatty bye. Good night, bye. Good Narbonne.
Is it? No, Benevue's welcome. So that's completely wrong. Never mind. Bye.
Cheers. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.